You're listening to The Becoming a Champion Show with Coach Dana Cavalia. Motivation, inspiration, and coaching to improve your performance so you can live the life of a champion in sports, life, and business. Let's go.
All right, team, how we doing? Coach Dana Cavalia coming at you with the Becoming a Champion Show, where we are all about inspiration, motivation, and encouragement to move you along your high performance journey. And today I want to talk about frustration. And I have a question for you. Have you ever been frustrated? Is frustration something that you are currently dealing with or you have dealt with recently or in the past? And I want to ask you a follow-up question. What is the consequence to you of your frustration? I know for many of us, when we get frustrated, it holds us back. It gets in the way of forward performance. It gets in the way of us achieving what it is that we are capable of achieving. And that right there is a very, very, very frustrating thing because it is extremely costly. And because of that cost, it can easily move us into a state of chronic fatigue because we're constantly pushing and we're constantly driving and we're constantly trying to overcome the friction of frustration. And at the same time, the cost is we don't bring anything to life. And I want to share this with you. My greatest source of frustration comes from this, and I'm going to share it with you, and I think you can relate to this. When I try to do too many things at once, push too many initiatives forward at once, that is the greatest source of frustration to me and for me, because I can't bring anything to life. And when I can't bring anything to life as a creator, as a coach, as somebody that's constantly working to develop teaching and teachings and concepts to move you forward, it's very frustrating for me. So the question that I have for you is, what is that thing that holds you back, that is high, high frustration for you, that gets in your way, that is a major, major performance inhibitor for you? And because I'm here to coach you and not preach to you, I want you to write that thing down. And I want you to write that thing down that holds you back, that is your great performance inhibitor. And I want you to think about before and after. I want you to think about, where is your head before that thing actually happens? So what are you thinking? What are you doing? What are you watching? What are you looking at? Who are you watching? Who are you looking at? Who are you studying? What are you studying that puts you into that state of frustration? And then when you finally get out of it and start grooving again, what are those things that you do to get yourself grooving again? See, one thing that I've done through the years is I break down concepts for people and I break down where they are at and say, hey, what got us here? And what got us out of here? And when we can understand what brings us to a place and what takes us out of that place that isn't good for us, we can then avoid that place. Now, the same is true for good stuff. So if we're in this place where we're grooving and we're doing really well, what got us here and what keeps us here and what keeps us from going back into that negative place? And what I found is when you understand that, you can really, really do good work for a good period of time. So let's talk about a personal example. When I start to look at what other people are doing and I say, you know, maybe I should do that, or maybe I should do a little bit of that, or maybe I need to add a little bit of this into the business, or maybe I need to do this and that, or maybe my coaching, I could do more of this. Every single time I freaking do that, there's a cost. And the cost is I start doing things and thinking things that are not at my core of my business and the core of what I do and the core of what I teach and the essence that goes with what I teach and how I teach it and how I coach it, most importantly. So I have to be very, very aware of what I take in. So I guard myself and I can't look at certain things. Social media is very, very poor for old coach over here because it makes me get almost hyper creative. Like, I can do this, I can do that, I can do that. Because I'm animated and I'm excited about bringing what's next. But it could be dangerous. How about for you? Let's say you're somebody in sales and you have your way of selling and it works for you. It may not be sexy. It may not be glorious. It may not be amazing. It may not wow people or look great you know, on an Instagram post, or may not sound great on a podcast, but it works for you. It's solid. It's old faithful. When you do this, it works. When you do this, it works. When you do this, it works. But then you see this guy or this gal that's doing this over here, and it looks amazing and it looks cool. And then you start doing it. And that's where the cost comes into you, because you start overthinking what it is you do and how you do it. Maybe you could be better. And what if you did this? And but you're not that person. And I'm going to try it. And then I try it and I lose a sale. And then all of a sudden you're all jammed up. And that is a great, great cost. Or let's say you're a CEO and you're running the company, and you have these people that work for you that are constantly driving you crazy. They're prodding at you. They're asking you questions. They're interrupting your flow. And because of that constant interruption and that over-management that they are desiring or needing, you're constantly getting distracted and it's taking you off task. That leads you to a state of frustration, and it leads you into a negative place and your own negative spiral. And then all of a sudden, your wife is asking you for this or your husband's asking for that, and you don't have the energy or the bandwidth to give, and then you're frustrated again. And then you put your hands up in the air and you say, screw it. Bop, 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 bop. But we all have this. We all have these things that get us to that point of frustration, sometimes max frustration, and there is a huge, huge cost. So we got to understand what takes us there, what takes us out of it. When we're in flow, what takes us there, what keeps us there. And when we get that locked down, we can do very, very well. So I want you to make these lessons. I want you to take something from them. I want you to write down your process today. What typically takes me to a point of frustration, and what do I do to get out of it? What typically takes me to a point of flow? What do I think? What do I do? What are my daily rituals and plans, routines? And then what keeps me there? And when you know that, you'll know how to get yourself to your optimal position, to your optimal place, to your optimal performance level. You'll know how to get there. You'll know how to stay there. You'll know what takes you from there. And that is very, very important to know, because this is what most of us don't think about, right? We think we have to read the next management book, the next leadership book, but what we actually need to do is study our own lives and say, what got me here? What keeps me here? And it always comes back to you. It always comes back to often how you think, what you do. And I share this champion's formula, and we're going to go over this in depth in another episode, but it's how you think plus how you feel plus what you do will always yield a result. The question is the result positive or is the result negative? How you think plus how you feel plus what you do. How you think plus what you plus how you feel plus what you do. How you think plus how you feel plus what you do gets you a result. If your result is not what you want, you either have to change how you think, how you feel, or what you do. Two of the three, one of the three, or three of the three. How I think plus how I feel plus what I do will get you the result that you want. If your result is suboptimal, it's not what you want, you got to change one of those variables. Change them up, and all of a sudden things will start to change. That's how it works. But ultimately, we want to use that formula today for today's discussion to get us out of frustration. What takes us to frustration? What gets us out of it? What takes us to flow? What keeps us in flow? And how do we continue to feel, think, and be optimal? That's what today is all about. So you got to know how you get to these places. We don't just wake up one day and say, I feel great today. And another day say, I feel like crap today, right? There's something that leads up to that. And we got to know what that something is. And when we feel great consistently, we have to know what that thing is, what those actions are, what those thoughts are, what those immersions are. And when we get that right, man, sky's the limit for everybody here. So I know you're all a bunch of champions, which means I can't take up a whole lot of your time today because you're busy. You're busy building, you're busy growing, you're busy doing something great. So I'm going to let you go now. So this is Coach Dana Cavalier. I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. And if you did, give us a like, give us a thumbs up. If you're on YouTube, leave us a comment. If you're on iTunes, comment, give us a nice review. Greatly appreciated. Help us build this team of champions. Because when champions work together, great things happen. And we're building this community of champions together. And for those of you that are not on the daily blog that comes out every morning at 9 a.m., head on over to danacavalier.com. Check that out. 30, 60, 90 seconds of touch every single day to keep you moving along your high performance journey and keeping you at peak, peak performance. This is Coach Dana Cavalier. I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. And if you did, give it a share.
If you enjoyed today's episode of the Becoming a Champion Show, share with friends, family, coworkers, and teammates, helping us to build a world of champions. And if you ever need a one-on-one coaching, reach out. Coach Cavalia would love to be your coach. Head on over to DanaCavalia.com.